All right, so Kayla's new boyfriend has kind of a sketch past. How she deal with that with her parents is group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, hey, Ben and Kelly, how do I tell my parents about my boyfriend's past?
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend have been together for 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
We recently made things official last month.
Congrats.
He fell in love with me first, and I've been on cloud nine ever since then, LOL.
Okay.
He's now becoming very important in my life. However, he does have a past.
Okay.
He got locked up in jail for 3 times over petty crimes like theft and marijuana.
Mm.
He's currently on probation for a theft he did back when he was 20. He's 25 now.
Okay.
The theft violation he did when he was 20 was breaking into his high school and drinking milk. To make matters worse, he went on the run for like a week from the police until they caught him.
Oh.
He served some time for that violation. Shortly after, he broke into a person's car and stole money.
Mm.
He got caught, did time for that. A year later, he got caught with marijuana and only got probation.
Okay.
So now he's 25. He works in construction. Going back to school to become a mechanic, he seems to now have a promising future despite his bad past.
Okay.
He met my parents yesterday, and he likes them.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like he should discuss his past with them so that he can get it all off his chest.
Okay.
My parents are lovable. However, they are sort of judgmental, and I'm afraid that they might not accept him. So what should I do? How should I tell them? Should I? I do really love him.
Oh, all right. I mean, we could elicit the wise words of our generation's poet, Mr. Tony Melito.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
The past is the past.
That's right.
Yes.
The true wordsmith of our generation.
I totally understand how she doesn't want them to, like, jump to the gun and, like, not want to give him a chance knowing that up front. About him.
Man.
However, if you let too much time go by and then you reveal something like that, does that feel
like you've been hiding it?
Right. And is that worse?
Luke checks in on text and says, wow, this guy can't get away with anything.
No, he cannot.
Well, I guess the good news in that is he was unsuccessful as a life of crime.
Right. And
so
he got
in his,
several different reminders.
Yes, in his pursuit of a life of crime, he realized, you know what? That is not a successful path.
That's not working for me.
I continue to get caught.
I had time to think about that behind bars a couple different times.
I need to reevaluate that.
Mason from E-Town, there are some things I don't tell my parents stays between me and my partner. Oh, Ophelia, when did Ben tell his in-laws he dropped out of med school?
Listen. Okay, so first of all, it wasn't med school.
Oh, it was half a semester.
Of pre-med.
Pre-med.
That's undergraduate.
That's different.
I didn't get accepted to med school and then decide, you know what I want to do? I want to be a radio DJ.
That's a sharp left
That
turn.
Would have been, well, yes. Anyways.
Yes.
Yeah, I did a half a semester of pre-med, then decided that path is too hard for my brain.
And that was before you met your wife.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
I was going to say, because what if she introduces you to her parents? He's going
future
to be a doctor.
Doctor.
And then this is what happens.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, let's
Equally
not get it.
Exciting, though.
Let's not get it twisted. It was pre-med, not med school.
Okay.
All right, 502-795-1997. How do you get, or when do you get that point? To that point, how do you approach that? Because that is probably something that maybe not all of it, but maybe some of it.
I mean, maybe you can just be vague. He spent some time behind bars.
That's huge. Like
nothing violent.
If they say he spent some time behind bars, they're going to go, "What
why?
Did he do?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, because they're immediately going to think that it was something terrible,
right? And then they just say, before you jump to conclusions, nothing violent. Petty things when he was young.
All right, so
he's moved past that.
We know that people have had some sketch pasts. If this was you and you fell in love with someone who had a reformed life, How did you let the parents know? Did you?
Right.
502-795-1997. That's our number.
Because everyone deserves a second chance.
For sure.
You know, there are lots of examples of how people have made mistakes and they turn it around and go on to be successful people in life.
Yeah. Just look at us.
Yes. However, any run-ins in the law.
We didn't spend any time in jail, but whatever.
I've gotten a speeding ticket before.
See? Just look at us. Look at us. All right. It's 99.70 GX. We'll take some of your stories on the way. By the way, Kelly's been Googling what type of crime is
breaking and entering.
That's,
man, if I get in trouble for the search on the work computer.
Had some interesting Google searches recently.
I feel like I'm creating red flags for myself.
You are.
So if anyone shows up to question me, hey, why did you look this up? I didn't think that one through.
We're going to need her computer
confiscated. I'm going to do a private search next time on my phone.
All right. It's 99.70 GX, group therapy. Kayla has a boyfriend of 4 months. He's had kind of a sketch pass, got locked up 3 times for 3 different things. He got probation for some marijuana.
Theft, breaking into his high school and drinking milk.
Yeah, that was one of them. Was on the run from a car and stealing money. Yeah, on the run from the police. So basically, just met the parents. Lovely parents, judgmental, according to Kayla. But
he's 5 years removed from all the trouble.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I just went out and tell him.
Right.
And she's like, I know my parents better than you do.
Right. And that's going to be a big factor.
Jill, you've had experience with this. What's your advice?
Do not tell them.
Okay. It sounds like that's from personal experience. Do you have any reason behind that thought?
Yes, my husband has a little bit of a past himself, and you don't share that stuff. It's private. You don't share that kind of thing with parents. It's his own personal information. He can share if he truly wants to, but it's something that tell them if it comes up, but you don't share that out the gate, especially a month in.
Okay. So too soon, regardless.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything good now?
Oh, yeah. No, we're married. We're fabulous.
Okay, great.
Love it.
All good things.
Cool. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Corey says on text, none of those seem very serious, and his life has changed for the mm-hmm. better now. I'd leave it in the past. No reason to tell them.
Again, the poet.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Kate says on text, if her parents are anything like me, they're going to background him.
Oh, yeah.
The internet is forever, and unfortunately, that stuff is public record. Wouldn't take much for them to learn on their own.
Yep, a lot of people mentioned that they've probably Googled him already.
I mean, maybe, but wouldn't you think they would have brought it, like, pulled her aside and said,
yes.
Hey, do you know?
Saw this.
Yeah, do you, like,
did you
almost,
see this?
Yeah, almost like a, hey, do you know about
right.
this type
right.
of thing? Now, Shaq brings up a good point and says, I'd say let him tell the parents. If they hear it from him, they may respect him more and establish that trust right off the bat.
That's a really good point. Do we do that yet, though? Or do we wait until we've, you know, started to... Because he's only met the parents once, I think. And the relationship is still pretty new, 4 months in. Do we wait until it's, like, more established and this is going to have long-term potential before we get into that? Just be like, listen, I want to be transparent. I didn't want to, you know, out the gate mm-hmm. tell you because I didn't want you to prejudge me only on that. I wanted you to get to know me so that you understand that I have moved on. That is not who I am now.
Another listener checks in and says in all caps, OMG, something I can finally comment on.
Oh,
so thank you.
Okay.
Said I went through this same thing, but my boyfriend at the time, convicted felon for drugs. I was so nervous about my parents learning this. He was absolutely clean at the time, but my mom always has something to say about someone.
Okay.
They grew to love him, probably because he went above and beyond by helping her replace her floor and remodel some other parts of her house. So if your boyfriend is genuinely a good person, they will see that and it will be okay.
But I do like the fact that if you are going to go ahead and tell the parents at some point that it comes from him. Because I think it sounds better. That's a hard thing to do, to admit your mistakes.
Right. And you
especially
can't
to someone
go,
you want to impress.
Right. For sure. Like, I'm not going to sit there and to tell you about Kelly's faults. I mean, she'll tell you on her own.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Is that where should I list them now?
I've been adding to the list. I can just hand it to you.
Great. That's great. Okay. Back to Kayla. Jen says, I was screaming at the radio. Girl, no, that's his business to share. Well, yes. And he was the one that wants to share it. She's just trying to caution him, like, not yet.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Parents, you've stolen our daughter's heart. Okay. The boyfriend. Yeah, well, since you brought that up.
That's
how we do it. I love
That's
it.
That's how we do
Well,
it.
While we're on this subject, as the great poet Tony Melito once said.
Yeah, understand. Things happen.
The past is the past. All right. I think we have a little bit of a pathway forward. Yeah. Obviously, it's your past. You can't hide from it. It is what made you now.
The fact that he is willing to admit he wants to come clean to your parents, that says a lot.
Yeah.
That he's wanting to impress them, that he must be serious about you. You know, all those things. But maybe we just...
I mean, when they ask about the tattoos that you have, probably, I'm assuming, you can say, well, got that one.
Did you just assume Kayla's got tattoos? Is that what we did?
No, he.
Oh,
him.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Assuming.
All right.
Is that wrong?
Probably.
Okay.
Because it's almost as if you're saying, well, people with tattoos commit crimes.
No, or he got it in the clink.
Can you? Is that a thing?
What do you mean, is it a thing? If Hollywood steered me wrong, then I will be wrong.
Oh,
but...
Okay. Yes, you're right. Hollywood. It's a really great... Great way. That's a learning tool right
that's
there.
That's how I've learned everything about the inside.
All right.
By watching Shawshank Redemption 15 times.
Shit. Okay.
All right. Anyways.
All right. I think we got a lot of good input for right. Kayla to think about. I think her instincts are right. Like, maybe not yet, but you know, let him kind of really win over your parents and be like, listen, now that I know that this is going to be something solid,
yeah.
I need to be upfront with you. Because I really respect you. I love your daughter.
Yeah.
All the things.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted on what happens. That is good group therapy.